Hello, everyone. Matthew and I will continue with more news stories. Dogs go on the rampage in a city estate, a derelict building is set for a transformation, and a Ryanair flight was forced to abort landing at the city's airport.
A woman has been left afraid to walk her puppies after they were attacked by a pair of loose dogs in a city suburb. Evie Mays was walking in the Queen's Hill area of Cossey with her cockapoo puppies Milo and Loki when the attack happened. She said, "We were walking our usual route along Perthlin Drive when we came across two bulldog-type dogs ahead with no leads or owner in sight. They both ran over to us and sniffed my two dogs. One made no attempt to attack while the other one bit my youngest puppy Milo." According to Evie, the dog had its jaws locked around Milo's neck and was shaking him like a toy. She said, "Milo was screaming as if he was being killed and I was petrified as I just couldn't do anything. I was pulling Milo up with the lead to try and grab him and this was when I got bit. Finally, someone was able to get him off us by throwing a chair at the dog and a family in the house nearby pulled us into their home. I was hyperventilating in fear." Following the attack, police were called and took a statement but were unable to find either dog.
Fans hoping to see a hit West End show in Norwich don't have long to wait until the hotly anticipated tickets go on sale. Hamilton will be at the Norwich Theatre Royal from September the 16th to October the 25th, 2025. Featuring a score that blends hip-hop, jazz, R&B and Broadway, Hamilton tells the story of how Alexander Hamilton went on to become a founding father of America and George Washington's second in command. The Olivier, Tony, Grammy and Pulitzer Prize-winning musical opened in Victoria Palace Theatre in London in 2017, where it continues to play to sell out houses. The show's Norwich run was announced last April, and tickets were initially scheduled for sale from September 2024. But due to high demand, the sale will now begin 3 months early on July the 12th. A priority sale will begin on June the 24th, when the theatre's ambassadors, Gold Friends and corporate members can bag the first tickets. Best Friends and Friends of the Theatre can join the queue on July the 1st, with priority bookings from the Panto following on July the 8th.
Work to restore two derelict Victorian buildings at the end of a huge city development has moved a step closer. Former shops in Barrack Street will be transformed as Norwich City Council has approved the schedule and specificities of repairs to the Grade 2 listed building. The properties at 77 to 79 Barrack Street are at the edge of St James's Quay development and are an eyesore compared to the new buildings behind. As part of the work on the building, which fell into disrepair around a decade ago, the building will be refurbished and extended as it is turned back into two cottages as they would have been in the early 19th century.
It is an honour and a privilege to be asked to represent the fine city of Norwich, and it has been for hundreds of years. The roles of Lord Mayor and Sheriff have changed, but they are still important. Raising money for good causes, supporting the citizens in different ways, and extending the band of friendship to people of all ages and walks of life. Now our serving sheriff, Dr. Jan Sheldon, has planted an oak tree in Eaton Park as a symbol of the relationship between the city, its people and the City of Norwich Civic Association. The City of Norwich Civic Association was formed in 2007, is open to men and women who have held the office of Lord Mayor and Sheriff, also to badge consorts and partners. Among the prime movers in establishing the association was Michael Banham and the late Jeremy Lay, two much-loved Lord Mayors. One thing links the many people who have served in these roles over the years, a love of Norwich and its people, a fine city.
A Ryanair plane flying to Norwich from Portugal was forced to abort a landing due to gale force of storm winds. The Boeing 737, which seats up to 189 passengers, was coming into Norwich Airport from Faro as Storm Kathleen saw 40-mile-per-hour gusts blow across the runway. Wind shear and a strong crosswind made landing potentially dangerous, and as the plane was just metres from the runway, it suddenly pulled up to try landing again. A photographer who uses the online name Norwich Plane Spotting captured a video of the landing attempt and posted it to their YouTube channel. The pilot was able to land successfully on the second attempt. Several weather alerts and warnings were issued in the region over the weekend as winds reached speeds of 70 miles per hour in places. Thousands of air travellers experienced delays when flights were cancelled at airports including Heathrow, Manchester, Birmingham, Edinburgh and Belfast City. The Faro to Norwich flight is part of the City Airport's new fleet of services to Faro, Malta and Spanish destination Alicante. These services started on the 1st of April and fly every Monday and Thursday.